Speaking of Japan, I believe it was in 1945 of July, the 5th Division returned here to the United States to prepare for the invasion of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And so you thought you were going to be invading Japan at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been through all this war already. What were your thoughts then that here comes another invasion I'm going to have to be a part of?
To be candid with you, I said I don't think I can live through another one. And I didn't say that in a feel sorry for myself thing. I just didn't think you could do it. Luckily, that didn't happen, but those were my thoughts. I don't think I can do it again.
Yeah.
I didn't think I could live through it. I thought I could do it, but I didn't.
You didn't think you'd survive it?
Really didn't, no. Because, as I say, I felt I'd been incredibly lucky all along.
How long was it you were really in battle?
Technically, the Army has figured it out a little over 300 days. Not quite a year. June 44 to May 45 was the ETO, European Theater. And I was there, they say, something like 300 days. That's not a record. It's significant, but it's not a record.
For your time in battle, as you said, you won a Silver Star. You were awarded a Bronze Star for valor. Is there a story behind that Bronze Star?
Oh, well, yes.
What is it?
Nothing except that in that battle for Metz, the Germans were desperate to get out of that enclosure that we were putting around them. And it just by coincidence, I didn't do anything to do it at all. I was a company commander by that time. The Germans were trying to escape from a place called Sanri near Metz. They were desperately trying to get out of there, and they attacked us and beat us up pretty badly. And I got that recognition for what I did.
What did you do?
Held it. Didn't let them get out.
Yeah.
They ultimately did get out, but at a terrible cost. I think we inflicted significant casualties.
Okay, so that
was
it.
I got it.
Yeah. And then you received the Purple Heart.
Yeah.
And what was that for?
Well, it's for the shrapnel that you talk about.
Okay.
Purple Heart is given for combat casualties.
I think you called it a minor wound.
Well, yes, they were. They were, yeah. Uh-huh. Just in my legs, in my knees. They were called million-dollar wounds, John.
But I'm sure they weren't minor. You have scars today to show us, don't you?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And probably even arthritis or pain coming from that?
No, not really, John. I'm in pretty good shape. The thing that was so devastating right after the war was we all had been in bulge, had frozen feet, you know. And my frozen feet stayed with me a long time, but none of the other stuff did, and they're gone now, too. I'm in good shape.
So all that happened by the time you were how old, 21 years old?
No, 20.
20 years old. Okay. That's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think it is. And as I say, every now and then you think, why me? You'll drive yourself crazy thinking that because there isn't an answer. Is there?
I'll never forget the cemetery there at Normandy that I visited and all those white crosses.
You were at the one at Omaha?
Yes.
Oh, that is something to see.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And so beautifully displayed as only the military could. You could look at one, but you were really looking at maybe 1,000 of those crosses.
Oh, yeah.
And when you would stand in those cemeteries, it had to be an emotional experience for you.
It is emotional, yeah. It's very emotional. Oh, yes, yeah. Very.
You're thinking, I could have been a White Cross.
Oh, sure. Oh, you think that. Why? That's what I'm saying. You keep thinking, why me? And there isn't an answer.
And then those who received medals, you'd receive medals, but there were those who never got credit for having a medal because they were lost at sea or whatever.
And chaos of combat. Many who deserved medals far more than I never got them.
Yeah.
I got one from the French, too. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
So when you went back, did you recognize anything as you went back for D-Day, the 50th anniversary?
Not really. Combat is so chaotic. So much of it happens at night. You have no idea where you are. I did see the place where we crossed the Rhine, and recognized it, but not much, really.
You were a member of the 50th Anniversary Council for the Battle of Normandy.
Mm-hmm.
You helped plan and celebrate the anniversary.
Well,
is that true?
I didn't do much. I think I made a couple remarks and maybe a letter or so, but that was about it. Strom Thurmond was the guy.
Senator Strom Thurmond.
Senator Strom Thurmond.
Right.